Tito coming down for Friday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians take three straight from the Houston Astros, and again, dominant pitching to do so. And I think we're running out of adjectives, aren't we, for Cody Anderson? Four major league starts, three major league runs allowed.
No, that's a good thing. I hope that continues. We'll find adjectives. You learn more about each guy the more you get to know him. And last night we saw it wasn't his best stuff of the year that we've seen, but he competed, and when he needed to make a pitch, he did. He has a good pulse out there. He doesn't seem to let the game get going too fast. And it wasn't his best stuff. He wasn't quite as crisp as he had been. But he still pitched into the seventh inning, gave up one run, the solo homer, and pitched out of a couple jams and got the ball down when he needed to. Seems to have a knack for being able to make a pitch. And, boy, that's good for us.
Terry, if you take your current rotation as it is and eliminate the other guys that had pitched at various times, your rotation right now would rank third in the American League as far as earned run average. And it does look real, doesn't it? It doesn't look like it's just some kind of a mirage.
No, I agree. But I do think, over the course of a year, you're going to have guys step in. Markham, four of his six starts were good. The other two were tough. But those are, so again, that happens to everybody. But, like you're kind of alluding to, they're young. There's a lot of youth there, but there's a lot of room for growth, and they have good arms. So that's why we get excited. It's not like you want to get complacent by any stretch of the imagination, but it is why we're excited.
Well, and I guess, too, it's why you get excited about the potential of a Carlos Santana. I know it's been frustrating because we haven't seen it this year, but the last couple of games, he's made big plays both offensively and defensively.
I thought yesterday he really played a good game. I mean, he hit the ball to left center. You saw him, he didn't just drive the ball left center. He ended up getting the third, which was huge. You saw the emotion. They made a diving stop in the eighth. That was a big play. Those are types of things that we saw him do last year, and we need that bat in the middle of the order, switching bat that can walk and hit a home run, is so valuable to us.
Terry, the fact you've gone 8-3 over the last 11 games, and it's been against good competition, does it give you even more encouragement as you look forward here to the second half?
Hammy, I think we always try to be encouraged, regardless of what's going on. You say good competition, but I don't know if I've seen any teams that it just seems like everybody's good, and there's so much balance. Certainly there's a couple teams, like St. Louis, that have sort of stretched it out a little bit, but again, Kansas City. But, man, everybody we play seems to be pretty good.
Well, including the team tonight. They're 10 games under .500 and leading the league in pitching. That's kind of an odd number there.
And they have, since they started out horrendous, and they have picked up the pace a lot like we did. And they're like you say, they really can pitch, and they've always been able to do that. And they don't quit playing. They have a way of hanging in there, and then if you give them a chance, somebody hits a home run. So what you got to do is try to spread it out and make them earn everything they can get. And again, that's the way with every team.
They looked last year, Tito, like they had a team that was a legitimate World Series contender, and then they get bumped off in that crazy wild card game against Kansas City and really almost overhauled the roster. What are your scouting reports and your advanced reports, Ben, because you haven't seen this team really since spring training?
Yeah, you're right. We haven't. It's funny because people forget quick. They were an inning away from moving on, and Kansas City came back and beat them. And you don't do that very often, especially in a playoff game, score four late. And, they had Lester, and they felt good about themselves. They were in a good position. And then when you lose that game, it goes away fast. And then, like you said, they really make a lot of changes like they do. So there's some familiar faces, but there's a lot of new ones also.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and A's coming up on the Indians Radio Network.